I bet you're just sick with love, Roger said. No, well, yeah, maybe, I said, but the thing is, my stomach is all messed up because I, forgot my wallet. I left my money at home, man. Dude, Roger said, man, don't sweat it. You should have said something earlier. I got you covered. He opened his wallet and handed me $40. Holy, holy. What kind of kid can just hand over $40 like that? I'll pay you back, man, I said. Whenever, man. Just have a good time, all right? He slapped me on the back again. He was always slapping me on the back. We walked back to the table together, finished our food, and Roger drove me back to the school. I told him my dad was going to pick me up outside the gym. Dude, Roger said, it's 3 in the morning. It's okay, I said. My dad works the swing shift. He's coming here straight from work. Are you sure? Yeah, everything is cool. I'll bring Penultimate home safely, man. Cool? So Penelope and I got out of the car so we could have a private goodbye. She had laser eyes. Roger told me he lent you some money, she said. Yeah, I said, I forgot my wallet. Her laser eyes grew hotter. Arnold? Yeah. Can I ask you something big? Yeah, I guess. Are you poor? I couldn't lie to her anymore. Yes, I said. I'm poor. I figured she was going to march out of my life right then. But she didn't. Instead, she kissed me. On the cheek. I guess poor guys don't get kissed on the lips. I was going to yell at her for being shallow. But then I realized that she was being my friend. Being a really good friend, in fact. She was concerned about me. I'd been thinking about her breasts, and she'd been thinking about my whole life. I was the shallow one. Roger was the one who guessed you were poor, she said. Oh, great. Now he's going to tell everybody. He's not going to tell anybody. Roger likes you. He's a great guy. He's like my big brother. He can be your friend, too. That sounded pretty good to me. I needed friends more than I needed my lust-filled dreams. Is your dad really coming to pick you up? She asked. Yes, I said. Are you telling the truth? No, I said. How will you get home? She asked. Most nights I walk home. I hitchhike. Somebody usually picks me up. I've only had to walk the whole way a few times. She started to cry. For me? Who knew that tears of sympathy could be so sexy? Oh my God, Arnold, you can't do that, she said. I won't let you do that. You'll freeze. Roger will drive you home. He'll be happy to drive you home. I tried to stop her. But Penelope ran over to Roger's car and told him the truth. And Roger, being of kind heart and generous pocket and a little bit racist, drove me home that night. And he drove me home plenty of other nights, too. If you let people into your life a little bit, they can be pretty damn amazing.